It's time for some coach speak on this episode of Pushback. If you're concerned about the direction our culture is heading, then maybe it's time to push back. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Pushback. I'm Dr. Johnny. We are approaching Thanksgiving and so looking forward to the holiday season. We've had actually some beautiful weather here over the last couple days, so I've been able to get a lot of yard work done and getting things ready for the winter, getting things tucked away for what we know is coming next. But we love the seasons and we love the changes. And I know sometimes it's challenging living in Minnesota because you never know what you're going to get. Well, I shouldn't say that. We know what we're going to get. Winter is coming. Ready or not, here it comes. However, on a day-to-day basis, we never know how bad it's necessarily going to be. We are also in the throes of football season. You've heard me reference the Vikings many times. I told you that I bleed purple, and being a Vikings fan, we bleed a lot. And every year for the entire existence of the Vikings, we've left the season disappointed, which basically means we've never won the Super Bowl. And that day, hopefully in my lifetime, is going to come. And we just keep hoping and praying that at some point our team can kind of break through. But this podcast is entitled Coach Speak because something fairly remarkable has happened in the Minnesota Vikings season. And no, this is not a sports podcast, but I do have to tell you this story. If you haven't already heard it, those of you who are Vikings fans will be very familiar with what's been happening in the last couple weeks. For those of you that aren't, I believe it's a story worth telling. And I believe that for this podcast, it actually has deep meaning to us and for us culturally. We had a very rough start to the season. Started at 0-3. We went 1-4. And the statistics of making the playoffs in that situation is dismally low. And I believe that I think starting 0-3, only six teams in the history of the NFL have ever made the playoffs starting 0-3. Now, we have not made the playoffs yet, but there has been a remarkable turnaround, and we have won five games in a row. So now we are actually 6-4, and I believe we have like an 85% chance of making the playoffs. So things have certainly changed over this last month. Part of the reason of the initial change was our quarterback, Kirk Cousins. He's a veteran. He's, I think, 36, 37 years old. But he was having the best season of his career. Things had really switched, and he wasn't the reason, most people would say, that we had a slow start. However, about 3 weeks ago during the game, he had a non-contact injury. Now, Kirk Cousins never gets hurt. That's one thing. That's one reason why he has stood the test of time. But while he was playing, he tore his Achilles. Tore his Achilles tendon on a simple running play that he was doing, stepping up in the pocket. You could actually see it snap on live TV. And most people felt like our season was over at that point. He was such a catalyst. He was having such a great season. It was so disappointing, as has been the case so many times being a Vikings fan. Just when we started to kind of get on a roll, he tears his Achilles and he's out for the rest of the season. Season-ending surgery. So we went back to the drawing board as a team and tried to decide what we were going to do. I say we because obviously, you know, it involves all of us. It actually just involves one person, our general manager. He went back to the drawing board and started to see who was available that could take Kirk Cousins' place. Now, we have a rookie on our team, Jaren Hall, who could step in, but he's certainly unproven, and he did not look all that great in the preseason, but he was going to be given a chance to show what he's got, and now we're kind of desperate. And also, in so doing, we actually traded for a man named Joshua Dobbs. Now, he was the starting quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals. The Arizona Cardinals went 1-7. Their starting quarterback was coming back, and so Joshua Dobbs, they felt, was expendable. And so we ended up trading for him, gave up very little to obtain him. He's been somewhat of a journeyman. He's about 27 years old, a terrific athlete. But we were able to obtain him as somebody that could potentially be a starter for us and has been a starter in the league. But he came, after that weekend where Cousins tore his Achilles. He came to Minnesota after the trade that happened midweek, and he was not expected to play. Jaren Hall, this rookie that I mentioned before, was supposed to be the guy who would take the reins and be given a chance to be our starting quarterback. Joshua Dobbs was there as a backup. He was suited, but literally didn't even know the plays, hadn't met some of the team, and didn't know the names of his offensive line. He never took a snap from the center. He just was given the playbook just days before, and there was no practice with him at all. And so he was simply there to hold the clipboard and compete for the starting job down the road. Well, as you probably could guess where this story is going, Jaren Hall goes out and does decently as the starter. But halfway through the first half, somewhere in there, he has a concussion. He gets hit quite hard. His head goes against the turf, and he is out, out of the game. And inserted at that moment is Joshua Dobbs. So now, again, here's a man who has no experience with the Vikings, doesn't know the names of his offensive line, hasn't taken a snap, and certainly doesn't know the plays. And he is inserted into this game, not an insignificant game either. This is against a fellow NFC team who most likely would be competing for us for a playoff position. So this is the situation, and literally what we're learning that's happened is our coach, Kevin O'Connell, who is also a former quarterback, they have a headset, kind of like I'm wearing right now for this podcast, and they're able to communicate with each other. So Kevin O'Connell usually gives the play, of course, to the quarterback in this situation. Now, you have to understand, Joshua Dobbs can regurgitate the play call to the team, but he doesn't know the play. And so literally, my understanding and what we've been told is that Kevin O'Connell would give him the play and then tell him through the headset, when you look to the left, you're going to see the receivers do this. When you look to the right, you're going to see the receivers do this. And you can throw them the ball or you can run. And so every play was not only calling in the play, but the coach had to give the description to a quarterback who has no idea what the play is. And so this was happening and actually became quite remarkable as this young man was receiving these plays in the moment, hearing the voice of the coach in his ear, was able to orchestrate a remarkable win. It's kind of gone down in Vikings legend already. It's been talked about so frequently because it's one of the most remarkable athletic feats to be jump into an NFL team, not knowing the players, not knowing the plays, and a coach and a player was able to communicate effectively enough to actually orchestrate not only a functional game, but actually come out with the win. Josh Dobbs made some remarkable passes, some remarkable runs, and we ended up getting a victory that was very much needed. It's an interesting phenomenon, hearing a voice in your ear. The title of this podcast is called Coach Speak. There's something called coach speak. It's usually something that the coach would say at halftime or during a game or something to motivate his players. We know the coach speak, you know, win one for the Gipper, those type of things. Take it one play at a time, give it your all, give it 110%. I mean, it's coach speak. But what Joshua Dobbs and Kevin O'Connell had to experience was coach speak in the purest form. Walking him through each and every play. Matthew Collar of the Purple Insider, I'm taking a couple quotes from his message as he's learned more about what happened on that day. And he wrote, for an offensive play caller, the first rule of guiding a new quarterback who doesn't know the offense through nearly an entire game is don't panic. Do not panic. Will you want to panic? Oh, yes, he writes. When rookie quarterback Jaren Hall took a hard hit near the goal line during the second drive of the game, Minnesota Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell had the same compulsion to freak out as everyone watching at home and on TV. He said, my job in that moment is to eliminate the chaos, O'Connell said. It's going to be a very chaotic situation no matter how you want it to go. So my job in that moment is to provide as much clarity for not only our players, but our staff. The clarity came in the form of headset communication between O'Connell and backup quarterback Josh Dobbs. The head coach knew that he would have to do the equivalent of talking someone through landing a plane that they had never flown before. That meant being concise and understanding exactly the type of information that he could scream into Dobbs' headset without flustering the new quarterback. O'Connell leaned on other times in his career where he's needed to bring a quarterback along in the moment to give him an outline on what to say. O'Connell says, you'll never be perfect as far as what's the right amount of information to clearly articulate what you want to say in 7 to 8 seconds, while also not overloading the player and forcing them to kind of freeze in the moment. There were some critical downs going back to watch. You don't see all the details in the moment, but just watching him take some of the things I said, then put them into action, but then still go play, O'Connell said. That was probably the best part of it. Along the way, Dobbs had his own personal headset cheering section. No matter how confident a quarterback might be, there is nothing to replicate the choppy waters of being thrown into the deep end without anyone anywhere near the normal preparation and knowledge of the offense. So O'Connell tried to mix in encouraging words while giving his directives. The beauty of having the ability to talk to the quarterback is how you say things. It's how you deliver plays, O'Connell said. Those little coaching points here and there that might provide clarity, but also maybe a little confidence. After every play, hitting that headset, letting him know in real time, that was unbelievable. Hey, great play right there. Outstanding. You see, Kevin O'Connell was in a situation where his voice mattered. And Josh Dobbs was in a situation where listening and obeying that voice was critical. See, we're often in a place of life where we need coach speak. Maybe every day. And we have a Heavenly Father that speaks to us. Now, He is infinitely wise, and He is such a good Father, and He's such a good coach, so that the things that He says, we can trust them. And it really is about trust. It was trust about that day for Joshua Dobbs on the football field. And it's an absolute perfect analogy for us each day in life. And here's the deal. We're all living life. We're all playing a game, the game of life. And we know that the goal is victory. We actually have scripture that shows us that the victory is actually certain. And yet, when we live life, we're living play to play, play by play. A classic coach speak is that you take it one play at a time. And isn't that life? He speaks to us, and in his infinite wisdom, he knows, just like O'Connell says, he knows the amount of information that he can give us that will help us gain confidence, but not so much information that we freeze or that we panic. That's what a good coach does. He eliminates the chaos. He eliminates the panic. And what he's looking for us is to trust him. What he's looking for us, for what he's looking to us to do is to trust him, to listen to him, to radically obey. That's what he's looking for. See, we want complete understanding. We want the whole playbook. We want to know every play, every time, what the plan is, what the coach is going to say next. But we're not always afforded that. In fact, in his wisdom and in his compassion, I believe that he purposely doesn't always give us that. Because he wants us to do the next step. Psalm 119, 105, New King James Version. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. It doesn't say your word illuminates my entire future. We wish it would say that. But it actually says your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. What is immediately in front of me? My next step. Your word, your scripture, your word, your voice gives us the direction for the next step. Sometimes he gives us a playbook. Sometimes he gives us a series of plays. But so often he gives us just what we need for the day to take the next step. He's not opposed to giving us big pictures. I love big pictures. I believe part of the way that I process and think is from a big picture standpoint. Like, where are you heading with this, God? What is the direction that you're giving us? And he provides that at times. But he also knows that we can become overwhelmed, that we can be paralyzed, which is also the problem that I face sometimes because I like so much to see the big picture, but oftentimes I get overwhelmed by that. I feel like, and you've heard this on my podcast, I feel like sometimes I, you know, get trapped in trying to save the whole world. And in so doing, you get paralyzed and you get stuck. And sometimes you see the chaos of what is happening. We talked about that even last podcast about anxiety. You see the chaos that's happening and it freezes you. You feel hopeless. Sometimes we want complete understanding. Remember, understanding that we talked about last week is in our soul. But he wants to connect to us in our spirit. And he is the great encourager. He encourages us. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. It's your soul. Don't lean on your soul. Don't lean on the things that you see. Don't panic. Don't feel the anxiety of being thrown into the game. But in all your ways, culture, acknowledge him. The word acknowledge is the word yada. It's actually a word of deep intimacy. In all your ways, be intimate with him. Connect with him. Hear his voice in the headset of your life. And he shall direct your paths. He will say, Johnny, when you look to the left, this is what you're going to see. When you look to the right, this is what you're going to see. Or you can run the ball. These are your options. This is the play that I'm calling. And then when we listen to him and we radically obey, he says, way to go. Outstanding. What a play. And he encourages you, just like what happened with O'Connell and Dobbs. See, Jonah was given instruction that he didn't understand. It didn't connect with his understanding. He was led by his feelings. And he did the opposite of radical obedience. And it didn't go well, did it? See, when we lean on our own understanding, our feelings betray us, and we get panicky, and we feel the chaos of the moment. But when we are in his kingdom, we are led by his righteousness. I mentioned yesterday last week what I felt was a real life-changing truth. Instead of the world who's telling us that we should be led by feelings, we actually live in his kingdom, and we're actually led by his voice and his righteousness. We want to be motivated by what is right. And in so doing, then, we are led in radical obedience. And when we operate in that realm and in that kingdom, he actually trains us how to feel. I love that. We take it one play at a time, and the coach trains us to be calm and to see over the chaos. He trains us what we should look for in the moment. It's coach speak. And he speaks to us each and every day. He speaks to you each and every day. I believe this podcast is for you, one of my listeners, maybe many of my listeners today, that you feel paralyzed. You feel directionless. Well, what I'm asking you to do is to put your headset on. Listen to the coach. Let him speak to you over the chaos. Let him give you direction. Let him tell you what the play call means. Isn't that beautiful? Let him tell you what the play call means. It's not just a call, it has meaning and purpose and life behind it. Psalm 4:5 says, offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. We're motivated by righteousness. And the sacrifice is by trusting him and radically obeying him beyond your feelings, beyond the chaos, beyond the panic. That's the sacrifice, where you feel his voice, you hear his voice, and you feel his calm, and he will allow him to direct you, and you trust what he says is true. Psalm 143:8, cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. Lift up means to surrender, to give. I give my soul, I give my understanding to you, and I connect and hear your loving kindness, those words of encouragement in my headset, for I trust you. And you cause me to know which way I should go, where I should throw the ball, where I should run. I trust you, and I listen to your voice. It's coach speak. I trust in your coach speak, is what it's saying here in Psalms. So if you're like me, you may be sitting here thinking, you know what? I actually would prefer to have memorized the whole game plan. I would actually prefer to know where I'm going and what I'm doing. But what I'm submitting to you in this podcast is that's not always best. He knows how much information you can handle, what you need to take that next step. I believe this is for some people here that I'm speaking to and listening to this podcast. If you connected to this podcast, this is for you. Trust him. Trust him with the next play. Trust him with where he's taking you next. He will illuminate your feet to take the next step. Don't be paralyzed, but keep stepping forward. And he will continue to direct your path. Thank you so much for connecting with this podcast and all my podcasts. Please go to gofam.org and connect with our resources. Remember, we have resources that are wonderful Christmas gifts. Please connect with those who are expecting or starting a new family or wanting to know about parenting. There are children's books written by my mother-in-law on our website that are great stocking stuffers. So check those out. Go to pushbackculture.org, pushbackculture.org to connect with this podcast. If you're willing to donate, this is a donor-funded ministry, this podcast. So we appreciate your donation. If this podcast have blessed you, I would ask you to make an end-of-the-year donation or support us monthly. But pushbackculture.org is also a place to connect with me. Questions, comments, future topics as we continue to move forward with this podcast. It's all about culture, and we aren't helpless victims of the culture. We set the culture. Don't forget. So let's go armed with that. Let's go with the headset in place, and let's go together to set and shape the culture.